You are listening to a message from ICS Church. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.
The title for today's message is Rest in Troubled Times. COVID-19 has caused a lot of problems, not just in Metro Manila, but around the world. This is the reason why we're forced to have our very first worship service today and do it online. Troubled times come and go. This is not the first time that the world has experienced these issues. In fact, all of us go through difficulties in different seasons of our life. But the beautiful thing about this, as followers of Jesus, is that we can find peace regardless of what we're experiencing in our life. And today, that's what we want to look into. There are scriptural passages and verses that we're going to be looking at together, reminding us, how can we find rest in the midst of distressing and troubled times? Whether it's something that is happening around the world like a pandemic, or troubled relationships, marriages, families, maybe even at work. Jesus is our Prince of Peace, and we can always run to Him. This is an acronym that we're going to break down today. R stands for rest. We need to rest in God's presence in troubled times. Matthew 11, verse 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This is Jesus speaking at this point, and He's reminding those who are listening to Him that you don't have to carry your burdens on your own. You don't have to experience weariness on your own. Many of us, whenever we're tired or burdened, we resort to going to substances or engaging in relationships that are actually not beneficial to us. Whatever your favorite vice is, a lot of times that's what we do to get our minds off what is causing weariness and burdens to us. The beauty about all these things is that Jesus says we can actually go to Him for rest. Substances and vices can only sustain us for so long, but when they wear off, the weariness and the burdens return. Jesus reminds us that in Him, we could actually find rest. So let's go to Him today. I love what Eugene Peterson says in his translation in the Message. He says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace." This is God's desire for us. Jesus says, "I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." This is the promise that Jesus has, not just for those who are good or those who come to church, but it's anyone who chooses and seeks and goes after Jesus. When we come to Him, we can find rest. Whatever you're going through today, you need to know that there is rest in the presence of our Savior. There is rest in the presence of our loving Heavenly Father. Find rest in His presence today. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." If R is for resting in God's presence, E is we're called to enjoy God's presence. Have you ever thought about enjoying the presence of God? You know, there are people that we love hanging out with whenever we're tired, whenever situations in our lives are troubled, because the moment we're in their presence, it seems that trouble is forgotten. Burdens are lifted. But the moment those people disappear from our lives, we're reminded again that the burdens are still there. The beauty about God's presence is that He never leaves. Here, Paul is reminding the Philippian church that we can actually choose to experience joy in our life. This was a choice that he was making. Paul was writing this letter inside a prison cell, and he was telling those recipients outside that, hey, despite my situation, there is still joy. In fact, this letter is littered with joy and peace and rejoicing. If Paul, who's in prison, can experience joy, how much more for each one of us? This is true for us as well. Regardless of our circumstances and the situation that we face in our life, whether there's a pandemic or not, we can still experience the joy of the Lord. Why? Because it rests in Him. He is the source of joy, not the circumstances around us, not how I'm feeling. No, God is. And God is a God of joy. When we rest in His presence, when we go to Him, because He's near, we can experience the joy of the Lord. And that becomes our strength. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, the wisdom from Solomon. He writes, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." Rest in God's presence. Enjoy God's presence. The third letter is submit to His will. You know, troubled times can cause questions to rise up in our minds. And that's probably one of the most difficult things to do when these seasons come. How can we submit to somebody, to someone, when we don't know what's going on around us? The key to submitting to the will of God when we don't know what to do is the word trust, is the very first word in this proverb. And Solomon is reminding us that it's important for us to trust in the Lord. A lot of times we try to work out and try to find out, try to get an understanding, try to figure out why all these troubles are happening to me. Why is there a pandemic in the world? Why did I lose my job? Why? And a lot of times, by just asking these questions, it never actually gets resolved. The way for us to experience rest is by fully trusting in God. That's what he says here. Trust in Him with all your heart. A lot of times, as followers of Jesus, this is the part that's missing. We could trust Him when seasons and times are going well, but when situations and life becomes difficult, we begin to lose trust. We begin to question God and begin to lose faith in Him. And the moment we begin to lose trust, that is where distress comes in. Troubled times removes joy and takes away, shakes our faith, and for some people even takes away faith. The challenge for us is to trust Him. How can I trust God with all that I am? The moment we do so, then we can experience rest in His presence. I remember in 2006 of Easter, I received a call from my father. And at that time, they were in another country, serving the Lord, loving Jesus, and obeying God. But the moment I received that call, it wasn't the news that I was hoping to hear. The news that I heard was that my mom had passed away. I was surprised. I was shocked. I didn't know how to respond. I had questions. But one thing that I learned to do through that season of grief, sorrow, and distress was to trust God. They were serving God. They were following God. They were where they were supposed to be. In fact, my mom was preparing to host friends for a Bible study that afternoon when she got a heart attack and she went to be with the Lord. questions like these can come up and cause us just to run around in circles wondering why they're following God, they're serving God. But when we fully trust God with all of our hearts, when questions cannot be answered, this is where faith rises up. And I know for my dad and for me, that is what enabled us throughout all these years to continue to follow the Lord. We believe that His ways are higher than ours. We believe that His reasons sometimes are not revealed to us in moments and seasons when we go through difficulties. But as we trust Him, we can experience rest in His presence. I want to encourage you today, whatever situation you're going through, learn to trust God. Learn to fully trust Him. Even in times when you don't know exactly what's happening around you and to you, you need to know that God is still in control. He's on the throne, He's reigning, and He has a wonderful purpose and plan for your life. Finally, we come to the last verse, and Paul again speaking here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He says here, be joyful always. I know right now you're probably having some pushback. Really? Be joyful always? Pray continually, he says. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The last letter is T, and you could probably already guess what that is. And that is, thank God always. How can we do that? How can we thank God in every season of our life, especially during times of trouble and distress? Is that even possible to always give thanks? But in this verse, it's very clear. The reason for joy, the reason that we can give thanks is because of how we have known our Savior in our life. Times of prayer and spending time in God's presence allows us to know Him over time. We're actually going to find out that God's purposes for us are always good. Why? Because He is a good Father. He only knows how to give good gifts to His children. And when we learn more about His character and who He is, it becomes part of our life. It doesn't matter whether times are good or times are troubling or distressful. There is always an opportunity to give thanks. As we look back and count the blessings and the goodness of God in our life, we can give thanks. An attitude of gratitude allows us to lift our eyes off of our own problems, even off ourselves, and allows them to be lifted up to Jesus, to the Lord. And when we do that, we can experience His presence. That helps us see things in a different perspective, in a different light. And for those of us who follow Him, it enables us to respond with thanksgiving. I know whenever I've gone through difficulties and experienced sorrow, when I've come to the Lord in praise, in thanksgiving, I feel His presence come into my situation. And many times in scriptures, that's what we see as well. Paul and Silas, when they were in prison, began to lift their voices up to the Lord in praise. Now, if you're in prison, there really isn't anything to be thankful for and about. But for Paul and Silas, they knew that this was God's purpose. God had a reason why He allowed them to be in prison at that point in time. And as they began to lift their voices in praise and thanksgiving, God came into that room, loosened the chains and opened prison doors so that they could experience His freedom in their life. Some of you today are needing to do that in your circumstances. And there may not be any reason at this point that you could find to offer thanksgiving and praise. But I guarantee you, as you begin to lift up the name of Jesus in the midst of troubled times, God's presence will come into the room. He will come and bring peace and comfort to our troubled hearts. And in doing so, we will find peace and rest in Him. We don't know how long this virus will be around for. We don't know if the trouble that we're experiencing in our relationships at home and our families will last, but one thing is sure and certain. We can always count on God's presence to come and bring peace in the midst of troubled times. In fact, He will not just bring peace, He will give us rest so that when the evening comes, we can sleep soundly and we can wake up with a smile on our face, even though the circumstances and the situations have not changed. Why? Because there is rest in the presence of God. And so I encourage you today, whatever you're facing, whatever circumstances there are present in your life, would you trust God? Would you turn towards Him? Rest in His presence. Enjoy His presence. Choose to enjoy the presence of God. Submit to His will. And find ways, pick out moments to thank Him and praise Him in your life today. As we end, we're going to pray. Prayer is conversation with God. You may be listening to this and you're one of those who does not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, He came to this earth. He was real. He lived without sin. He died on the cross to cover our sin. And His promise is, if we would put our faith and trust in Him, if we would just believe in Him, He would grant us peace. He would come into our life. He will make us new. And so I encourage you today, as I pray, pray together with me and invite Him into your life. Lord Jesus, I thank You for Your love for us. I thank You that in the midst of troubled times, as a pandemic is spreading in our country and around the world, You're in the midst of all these things. You are present, Lord, and we can count on You. We can lean on You. And so right now, Lord God, I ask that You just come and bring comfort and peace to our souls. Bring rest to those who are weary with many negative thoughts, negative news that we hear all around us, maybe even in our own lives. As You've promised, Lord God, You can come in as the Prince of Peace and grant us peace that passes all understanding in the midst of our anxieties and our worries. So would You come right now, in Jesus' name. Lord, some of us don't know You personally. So Lord Jesus, at this time, we ask that You would just come and forgive us of every sin that we've committed, any wrongdoing that we've done. You promise, Lord God, if we confess our sins, You are faithful, You are fair, You are just, and You will forgive us of all our unrighteousness. So would You come, Lord, and forgive us. And come, beginning today, be our Savior, be our Lord, and lead us from this day on, that we may live from a place of rest, a peace-filled and a joy-filled life. In Jesus' name, that's our prayer. Amen. Amen. I want to thank you for taking time to join us today in this broadcast. I encourage you, if you have questions, if you need somebody to talk to or just pray with you, get in touch with us. There's information that's going to be flashed on your screen. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you, and until we see you again, continue trusting in God, and may you find rest for your soul.
We pray that you are encouraged by this message. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.